Hello and welcome to Strong Tower Radio's People with a Purpose program. I'm your host, Tom Majeur, with my guest co-host, Ron Price. Welcome, Ron.
Thank you, Tom. Great to be here.
I have enjoyed this. We're doing kind of a series of relationship contacts of Ron Price. Ron Price is a relationship specialist, a humorist, an author, a radio host on Strong Tower Radio, and also a friend of mine. So, Ron, welcome to our program.
Thank you, Tom. It's great to be here, and I'm thrilled about the guests we're going to interview today.
Absolutely. Ron, would you lead us in a word of prayer, and then you have the privilege of introducing them.
All right, let's do it. Father God, we do again thank you for giving us this day. It's a gift, Father. That's why we call it the present. We want to use it well, and we feel like we're going to do that just now as we introduce Strong Tower Radio listeners to Jay and Laura LaFoon. Father, your servants, who you have blessed abundantly, and they have in turn blessed many others. So watch over this program, please, Father, this recording, that you might be honored and glorified, and that many people might be blessed. For this and all our blessings, Father, we thank and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
You know, Ron, these are Michiganders. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with that term, but these are Michiganders. They're from Alma, Michigan, and so I will let you do the honors. I just had to slip that one in.
That's right, because I'm a New Mexican, but that's where I first met Jay and Laura. We brought them to our community on two occasions, and a tremendous blessing both times. Jay and Laura, tell us a little bit about yourselves, how you met, your ministry, whatever you want people to know, please.
Well, how we met was kind of fun. We had both graduated college, and I had moved to Atlanta, Georgia to start a job. And Laura is originally from Atlanta, Georgia. And we were set up on a blind date.
This sounds like intrigue already.
We went to an Atlanta Braves baseball game, and they shot fireworks afterwards, which because it was the 4th of July. And I grew up in northern Michigan in the 60s and 70s, so we didn't have fireworks. We had firework. You know, it was like, woo, one big one, and that was it. But the stadium was filled with fireworks. And the next morning, Laura was living with, had moved back in with her mom after college. And the next morning, she told her mother that she was going to marry me. And 10 days later,
sounds like the fireworks went off.
So it was quite the whirlwind romance.
We don't recommend that everybody do it that way.
That's right. But that was in July. We got married in December of that year. And this coming December, we'll be celebrating 40 years. Laura was a genius. She graduated college at 12. So, no.
That's not true.
That's not true. We were, we don't feel like we've been married 40 years because it's gone by so fast. And, so we have two children. We have two grandchildren, and they live here in Michigan, the grand girls. We don't really care about the kids anymore. But the grand girls live in Grand Rapids. Our son lives in Grand Rapids, and our daughter lives in Chicago. And we just are so blessed as a family. That's a little bit about us. How we got into ministry, Laura?
We started our one of the attractions to each other were the fact that each of us wanted to do ministry with our spouse. We both wanted to be in full-time ministry, and we wanted to do ministry with our spouse. Not one of us be in ministry and one of us have a normal job. So that was one of the attractions. And so when we got married, we immediately started in ministry together in an organization called Youth for Christ Campus Life. And we stayed in that ministry for about 10 years. And it's working with teenagers. And what we were seeing was marriages that struggled. And the marriages that were struggling, the kids were struggling. And so as parents begin to ask us, we live in a very small community here in Michigan, and they would ask, you know, schools and parents and churches, hey, could you do marriage seminar? Or could you do parenting seminars? Well, at that point, we had a three-year-old. We didn't really know that much about parenting. But we worked with teenagers. And so we began to do research. And what we were finding was the fact that a lot of marriage issues spill over into parenting issues. And so as we began our transition out of
youth ministry.
We transitioned into marriage ministry. And one thing we really always wanted to do was found our own ministry. And so we founded a ministry called Celebrate Ministries. And Celebrate Ministries actually has many facets to it. We have Celebrate Your Marriage conferences. We have Ultimate Date Nights, which is how we met Ron out in New Mexico. We did some Ultimate Date Nights out there. We have Healthy Marriage, Healthy Church for churches who are wanting to build a marriage ministry. And we have coaching for couples.
We're really excited to be on this program. And again, because of the name of the program and the people with a purpose, because Laura and I have a very clear purpose for our ministry. Very simply put, we help busy couples stay happily married for life. That's what we want to be about. That's what all of our programs are about. And really back to the how we got into this was realizing that parenting issues are really marriage issues manifest with the kids. And so if you're struggling with some parenting right now, maybe the best thing you could do for your kids is to focus on your marriage and make that a priority.
Yeah, absolutely. So Celebrate Your Marriage. That's an intriguing brand. How'd you come up with that?
Well, it's kind of who we are. I'm basically an 8-year-old who shaves. I don't make that too public too often, but we didn't want to be a couple of talking heads. So what we did was we said, what are some of the unique aspects of why we got in youth ministry? Well, because youth ministry is high energy. Youth ministry is uses humor. Youth ministry is engaging. And so why would we change our love for that just because we're moving from working with kids to adults? And so we really, someone, and Ron, it might have been you, I'm not sure who, but someone branded us a long time ago as edutainers. And so we educate using entertainment. And it's all biblical truth. It's all biblically based marriage ministry, but we do it with music, we do it with comedy, we do it with fun. And so when you kind of take all those things together, what does that sound like? Well, that sounds like a party. And what are you doing when you go to a party? You're celebrating. So we wanted to really say, we want to help you celebrate your marriage.
We had experienced some marriage seminars that were very valid, had great content. They just weren't who we were. I don't want to say we're not all about serious, because we are about serious issues in your marriage, but we feel like the way to come about it is to be more celebratory. God brought you together for a reason, and we need to celebrate those reasons. Are there issues? Yes. Are there crises? Yes. All of those things happen, but if we can wrap them up in the fact that, unfortunately, we live in an entertainment-driven society. People want to be entertained. And so if we can entertain you with humor and comedy and music, and at the same time drive home some biblical truth to your marriage, that's all the better.
Yes.
That's a win-win for sure. We're also a microwave society, aren't we? We want things right now. Hurry up.
Absolutely.
And marriage, I mean, it's funny because we read about in sports and in business, people who have become prolific. You know, he's a prolific free throw shooter, or he's a prolific passer of the football, or he's a prolific attorney. And there's a rule in sports and in business about becoming prolific. And in order to become prolific, they state that you have to spend 10,000 hours in concentrated effort on that particular thing. So that's 10,000 hours of shooting free throws, 10,000 hours of passing football, and not just playing catch, but you know, we're really talking passing here. 10,000 hours of doing serious law work or serious CPA work. And if you translate that to marriage, I think everybody wants a prolific marriage. Everybody wants that great marriage. Well, here's the reality. We're going to give you the benefit of the doubt and say that you're so into that, that you're going to spend an hour a day, you and your spouse together, focusing on your marriage. If that's the case, and you do that, you spend an hour a day every day, it will take you 27 years to become prolific at marriage.
Thanks, Jay.
Yes, we live in a microwave society, but nothing worthwhile is going to happen in a microwave.
No. The story's told, I'll tell it quickly. Virtuoso musicians in New York City wanted to go see Carnegie Hall, and they asked an officer, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? And the officer said, practice, practice, practice. You want a great marriage, practice, practice, practice. Now, let's get real for a moment. You folks, I know you well enough. We're not close friends, come on, but I know you well enough to know that you're serious about your marriage. I don't want to give the wrong impression. Let's be vulnerable here. You have moments when you don't like each other. Is that a true statement or not?
Oh,
weeks.
So
7 years. No, I'm just kidding.
So the number one indicator of divorce is the habitual avoidance of conflict.
Oh.
Well, Laura and I, we have a master's degree in conflict. We have perfected it. It's almost like our second.
It's a lifestyle.
There you go. It's a lifestyle. Yeah, we, folks, we struggle every single day. And we struggle with the big three, which what we consider the big three. We struggle with money issues in our marriage. We struggle with intimacy issues in our marriage. And we struggle with family issues in our marriage. You know, we're not here to air dirty laundry, but we've seen just about everything in our own marriage. You know, there's not been infidelity or anything like that. But, you know, we've had deaths. We've had loss of jobs. We've had wayward children, health issues. And so, yeah, life is hard. But the Bible says that laughter doeth like good medicine. And then in James, it says, unless you change and become like little children. So we're going to take that childlike faith. We're going to take a dose of healthy medicine, and we're going to walk through the weeds, and we're going to walk through the weeds with you, alongside of you, because it's a very difficult path, this thing called marriage.
I think sometimes what happens in marriage is you have not. I think I know what happens in marriage is you have an issue. Whether it's a child or a crisis in your life or a health issue, whatever that issue is, and you can't come to some sort of an agreement together, you can't come to some sort of compromise, and that issue sits between you. Mm. And as we see in Ephesians tells us that, you know, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but it's against the rulers and the authorities of the evil that surrounds us. But what happens in marriage is we let that issue sit between us, and we begin to see through the issue and begin to see our spouse as that which we struggle against. We begin to see our spouse as our enemy, mm-hmm. when in fact your spouse is not your enemy. Your spouse is your teammate. It's your biggest fan. In fact, that's what our latest Ultimate Date Night is all about, is about fighting for us, fighting for your marriage, because we allow that issue to sit between us and we begin to see each other as enemies, when in actuality, what we need to do is we need to take that issue and stick it out in front of us and stand shoulder to shoulder together and say, how can we as one tackle this issue? And we just don't do that enough in our marriages. We allow the enemy to come in and begin to make our minds think that our spouse is our enemy, when in fact they are not.
I'll give you a perfect example of what God does at our conferences. We got an email from a gentleman who said, I came to your conference out of deference to my in-laws because they had paid for a conference fee. They had paid for a hotel fee. And so as one last ditch effort, I came. I had divorce papers filed at home, was just waiting to serve them to my wife. He said, I got to your conference and I thought it was going to be hokey because it was celebrate your marriage. He said, my marriage had nothing to be celebrated about. But within the first 5 minutes, I turned to my wife and through tears said, I didn't realize what this conference was all about. He said, I went home, I tore up the divorce papers, and we realized that through the midst of our pain, we can find joy if we're seeking it together through the Lord.
Wow, and it doesn't get any better than that, does it?
Nope.
Right on. Yeah, and thank you for being vulnerable. I knew I could trust you because a lot of times marriage experts, oh, they never have squabbles. That's just not true. I'm not near in your league. I do my share of marriage coaching, but I often say my wife and I have had 40 wonderful years of marriage together. Now, we've been married 43, but yep. We've had 40 wonderful years. There's just times that, but what I heard you say, and elaborate on this, please. I think what I heard you say without saying is you have a commitment. Divorce is just not an option, no matter how bad things get. Am I right on that?
That's true. One of the things when Jay and I first met and we began to realize that this was going to be a forever relationship, we just said divorce isn't an option. We jokingly say murder yes, divorce no. But that's
stop
not,
it. Yeah.
Some days, maybe. But yes, divorce has never been an option for us. And the way we see it, if you take, you know, you have crisis, you have three choices. You can stay miserable, you can get a divorce, or you can work through it. And right. So if you take divorce off the table, then you can either stay miserable or you can work through it. Now, I don't know about you, but I'd rather work through it than live miserably.
Amen.
And so, yes, divorce has never been an option for us. It's always been something we're going to work through it. We're going to figure it out. And has it been easy? No. Marriage isn't easy. You've got two different people coming together that have grown up in different homes, have different opinions, have different backgrounds, have different origin families, and you're going to be different. And you've got to realize that you're going to be different and accept that and work through it.
Lauren, I could not have been more different. She grew up in Atlanta, Georgia, metropolitan Southern Belle, and I grew up in Petoskey, Michigan, so Northern Michigan hick boy. My father was a minister who was in the military, so we were very... I've lived in a very strict household, and there was a right way and a wrong way to do everything, including ironing your undergarments.
Oh.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah, and then Laura grew up Presbyterian, so she doesn't feel guilty about not feeling guilty. And she, and again, I'm a type A driven person. She's laid back and creative. And so when you pull these together, you know, there's some sparks that can fly, and not the kind of sparks that you want fly. And it can be some real heated discussions about how things are going to get done.
I remember years ago, I had a good friend who was a mentor to me, and she was about 10 years older than I was. And as we were talking about marriage, I'm a college student, and she is a college professor with children that I babysat on occasion, and she said this: in your marriage, if you are both the same, then one of you isn't necessary. So we need to learn to celebrate the fact that we are different, and we have difference of opinions, and we have different gifts and abilities. That's the reason God brought you together in the first place, is so that you can complement each other, not compete against each other.
Yeah, and I know Tom has a question. I want to throw this in just real quick. You are both imperfect human beings, and welcome to the club on that, but for imperfect people to form a perfect anything is just unrealistic. Marriage, of course, is one of them. But that attitude of divorce is not an option, I know, has gotten through some really tough times when you might have taken that option. And you agree with me, too many couples do take that option. Tom, what's your question for Jay and Laura?
I was going to go back to Laura. And when you were said something to the you chose to stand shoulder to shoulder against that problem, where before I kind of saw you as looking at each other and the problem was in between, to see if I got the word picture right, between the two of you. And when that problem was between you, you said you looked at the other spouse through that problem. Just that picture, did I get it right? And I think you've said something when the two, very profound, when the two of you were shoulder by shoulder, you're hitting it with both guns and there's no crossfire. You're not, if you're shooting the problem, it's not ricocheting off and hitting your spouse who is opposite you through that problem. Am I anywhere close?
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. You know, you are, when we look at our spouse through the filter of an issue, a crisis, whatever the problem is, we have the filter of the problem. And yes, when you start taking shots, so to speak, you
blaming,
you're it's hitting each other rather than when you stand shoulder to shoulder and you put that issue out in front of you, then the shots that you take are hitting the issue. Yes. Not hitting each other. That's exactly correct.
And there's no friendly fire because you're shooting the same direction.
Yeah, because we've all been caught in that terrible thing. It's just, you know, where we've said something or done something that as soon as it happens, we wish we could take it back, and we've caused hurt or pain to our spouse. And that's what happens when we're looking at a problem through the problem at our spouse. And so when we can get together and go, how are we going to tackle this? It makes a big difference in how you solve the problem.
Yeah. So you share some of these tips with people through what you call ultimate date night. We referred to that earlier. What can people expect if they come to an ultimate date night?
Well, music, comedy, biblical truth on marriage topics. And what you're going to experience is really reigniting the love that you have for your spouse and reigniting the like that you have for your spouse. Those two are not always mutually, right. They don't always walk together. And we've seen time after time, couples walk in. It's 90 minutes. It's the cost of a movie ticket. And 90 minutes of music, comedy, and fun for couples with biblical truth sprinkled throughout. And what happens is we take the first 45 minutes, and Ron, you've experienced this, and we just get them laughing and laughing.
Yep.
And laughing.
Yep.
Because as we said, Proverbs, laughter doeth like good medicine. And it's amazing to me to watch the attraction, the really healthy, God-centered, biblical marriage attraction that happens to a husband and wife who are laughing together. The endorphins that are released are healing to the body. There's nothing more attractive than to hear your spouse laugh. Why? Because that means your spouse is enjoying themselves, and there's nothing that any spouse wants more than to see their spouse enjoy themselves. And so we take the first 45 minutes, then we'll take an intermission, and then we'll still be who we are. We're still fun and engaging, but we'll base, every year we do a new theme, base a theme on a biblical principle, whether it's communication or the types of love that we experience in marriage, or the struggles. We've got one show called Making the Most of a Messy Marriage, and we basically put our messy marriage on display. But we take that second half and give the couples hope. And really, what it is a jumping off point. That night's not going to solve serious issues, but what we hope it does is become a jumping off point to say, here's what we're going to do next, whether it's a book study or a Bible study or a small group curriculum, a healthy marriage, healthy church program. But here's what we're going to do next to really try and keep growing in our marriage.
We also try and stay very practical. What is something that couples can walk away from an ultimate date night or our Celebrate Your Marriage conference and start doing right then? Because those are the steps that you take as you begin to build habits into your marriage. As you can take these easy steps, these easy practical steps to do, that's what's going to transform your marriage.
And we'll give you one right now for your listeners. And
please.
This is one of the soapboxes that we stand on. This is one of the drums that we beat. And that is that one of the best things you can do for your marriage is to daily spend 15 minutes of uninterrupted conversation. No phones, no music, no television, no screens, and for some people,
no kids,
put them in front of the television for 15 minutes. You're not going to dement them that much. But to really 15 minutes. And for some of you, you're trembling right now just thinking about that. But I'm telling you what, that's life-giving to a marriage.
Amen.
Absolutely life-giving to a marriage.
Amen.
Because you start to connect on those small ways throughout the week that then later help you connect in larger ways when you're looking at some major issues in your marriage.
One of my favorite words is intentional, and that's what you help people to do is be intentional about their marriage. We only have a few minutes left. What other resources do you have? And let's tell people how they can connect with you. How can people take advantage, not take advantage, but utilize what you folks offer.
Yes.
Well, we have many resources, and they can find everything at our website, which is jayandlaura.com. That's jayandlaura.com. And Ron likes to put that to the Mickey Mouse song from years ago.
I wasn't going to say that.
Yes, it's jayandlaura.com.
And what we want to do today is we have tons of books, tons of studies, but we want to focus on two very specific and practical things that we're excited about right now. The first is our online coaching. It is an online on-demand, so couples do it at their own pace. Most of them do it at their kitchen table, but it's an online program that's six sessions long, and we basically take the first three sessions, and we will kind of deconstruct your marriage in a very gentle and helpful way, and then they would take the second three sessions, and we build your marriage back up the way that you envision it. In other words, what's the vision God's given you for your marriage? And we've got some very simple and easy tools that we use in that process.
Process that we put ourselves through.
After 10 years of marriage, 30 years ago, we put ourselves through it. And I don't know how we came up with it, but we just did. And God's allowed us to use that. We've really refined it. It's online now. But that's one of the most important ones. The other one is a program we have called Healthy Marriage, Healthy Church. And statistic after statistic shows that if you invest in marriages in your church will grow. And while none of us get into ministry because we want to see big numbers, you know, we want to see the kingdom of God grow. And that's one of the ways we can do it is by focusing on marriage. So both of those programs you can find online at jayandlaura.com, just like our books as well.
All right. And I know Tom's about to close out this program. Jay and Laura, thank you. But you used another one of my favorite words, coaching, not counseling. Unfortunately, counseling, while there is no shame in it, it's got a stigma. You're just showing people how to do marriage better than they are right now. And for that, I say thank you and God bless you.
Thanks.
Well, listeners, you've been listening to Strong Tower Radio, People with a Purpose, with Jay and Laura LaFoon. They have a ministry, and you'll want to go to their website, jayandlaura.com, to find out about their books, their online coaching, their Healthy Marriage, Healthy Church Seminar, and much, much more. My co-host has been Ron Price. He has his own ministry. He's written some books, Play Nice in Your Sandbox, at home, at church, and at work. And he also is a host of Strong Tower Radio's Relationship CPR. And I'm your host today, Tom Mazure, for the Strong Tower Radio Network. Until next time, bye now.